Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
In 2017, the world endured one of the greatest injustices of all time when filming of the third installment of the Sex and the City movies was abruptly and inexplicably shut down. Months later, here we sit, reeling from a lack of closure and struggling with questions that we'll never be able to answer. Living in a world where we're so callously robbed of the final chapter we all deserved is something I simply cannot stand for. Therefore, I, Lara Marie Shainhalls, am taking matters into my own hands, and I'm saving Sex and the City 3. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Saving Sex and the City 3, the podcast that will never let the Sex and the City 3 movie die a rightful death.
Never. We're never going to.
I am here with Betty Who.
Hi.
Hi. I am so excited that you're here.
No. The pleasure is literally all mine. I have been an avid fan and listener, so I'm very, very looking forward to this.
Well, I'm really flattered. This is a huge get for me,
babe. I can't even tell you. I'm actually this podcast has really like inspired me to rewatch the series. Like when I go on tour, this is like the thing I'm going to do. Is I'm going to download them all,
yeah,
in advance and like do it. I haven't done it in years.
You've got to do it, and then I like to play like Sex and the City DJ, where it's just like you skip around to random episodes.
Yeah, but then every now and then I feel like, because there are the episodes of Sex and the City that play all the time, mm-hmm, on TV. So if I'm channel surfing in some garbage hotel room and Sex and the City's on, it's always obviously what I'm going to watch.
Yeah.
And I feel like those episodes I've seen 1,000 times. But there, if I do that, I feel like I'm watching those episodes. And if I watch it in chronological order, all of a sudden I'll be like, I don't remember this at all.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm looking for, is like the deep cut,
totally,
Sex and the City stuff that I've kind of forgotten about, you know?
Yeah. I feel like I kind of try, well, because some go in chronological order. Like you'll watch one episode and you'll, mm-hmm, be like, oh, I need to see the rest of the storyline, or like see Aiden and Carrie fall 100%. Apart. And then sometimes
the Aiden and Carrie stuff is really difficult for me to watch.
It's hard.
Her
ring necklace was insane.
Fuck.
She's always been insane.
I also, at the end of Sex and City 2, when Big is like, to punish you for cheating on me, I'm going to lock you down with a diamond. Mm-hmm. I'm like, this is insane. I want to get punished for cheating with a huge diamond,
yeah,
ring.
Carrie is consistently rewarded for her bad behavior.
Seriously.
I love it. Yeah. She lives in the ultimate fantasy land.
She really does. But I mean, good for her, I guess. I also love watching the evolution of her hair. It makes me want hair,
yeah,
so bad.
Uh-huh. I love her hair. Is like forever on my mood board. Ugh. Like the season 2, season 3.
How do you feel about the short, the little bobby kind of moment that she had?
When it happened in real time, I was all about
it. Here for it. Like, now looking back, in retrospect,
I'm like, no. So I wish that she just stayed like long, crazy, so curly and blonde.
It's just so, it's such an enigma. It's such a like, you can't be tamed, sort of. And
yeah,
like I love kind of wild Carrie. Wild
I love
Carrie
wild Carrie. And it kind of makes more sense for her character too, because she's just like so wild.
100%.
But like when I remember watching the Atlantic City episode,
oh my gosh,
when I was like 20 or something when it came out, and I thought her look in that was the ultimate. I was like, her hair was frizzed out as though she had just been electrocuted, and she had the smoky eye, and I was just like, how do I do this?
Who can pull it off? On it, there's things like when I go into my closet sometimes and I'm like, what would Carrie Bradshaw wear? And I pick out like this really kooky but like should be fabulous outfit, mm-hmm, and I put it on and I'm like, you look fucking stupid, take it off.
Well, it's hard, and I've been down this road too, because you and I are both tall.
Yes.
So you she really realize, yeah, Carrie is like a petite. She can pull off like a weird like belt skirt.
When she like when she wears Big's shirt home, mm-hmm. and it's like his big over like his button up, and she's just wearing it. Yeah, she's just wearing it as like a gown. I literally laugh out loud because my boyfriend's t-shirts on me are quite literally like miniature. I am huge and he's the petite one. And so I like,
he's a Carrie and yes. you're big.
And I see these like this, I see Carrie in her cute like, oh my God, my boyfriend's t-shirt. And I'm like, I don't know what that would be like.
I bought, you know, she wears those like Calvin Klein men's underwear all around.
The high-waisted, like yeah. really ugly, but is chic on her.
Yeah, I bought those in my 20s. Oh, it looked like a diaper. Yeah.
Not great.
I was
not
always like, stuff. And wearing them around my boyfriend, yeah. like, aren't feeling cute? Really cute. Yeah. yeah. And did it for far too long.
Sure, committed to it.
But you know what? It's the Carrie effect.
I know. Yeah. It'll get you. It'll take you down.
Did you listen to the Origins, like, episodes about Sex and the City at all?
I don't think I did.
There's this podcast called Origins or something, but they did like a deep dive into the history of Sex and the City. Whoa. And it was kind of like as told by all the people involved. Mm. It's a really good supplement, like wow. if you're missing
SATC. Okay, I really am. Okay, great.
And Pat Field is one of the people that's mm-hmm. interviewed, wow, and that's she's cool. just incredible.
I love behind the scenes stuff like that. Like, yeah. That's my favorite. Every time, one of my favorite things we do in my house is every time we finish a movie, we go straight to the behind the scenes and we watch all of them. Yeah. So like you can't get out of our house watching a movie in less than like 4.5 hours.
You have to know.
I know. It's because movie magic, TV magic. Yeah. I want to know all about Carrie's wardrobe. I want to know everything. God.
You'll die over this podcast.
Yeah. Okay, great. I can't
it's
wait.
So good.
Great.
Okay, let's get into
okay
your idea.
All right.
I'm really excited.
I think I have an idea. All right. So basically I want to open Sex and the City 3 with mm-hmm. sort of establishing that all of the girls have gone their separate ways.
Okay.
I think there is a real mirroring, you know, art mirrors real life. I want Carrie and Samantha to have this huge falling out and it explodes the friend group. They okay. try, you know, Carrie and Miranda have talked, but, you know, Samantha calls Miranda to try and talk to Carrie. Like it kind of, they just slowly over time, they couldn't make it happen and they kind of went their own, they have their own lives now. Charlotte yeah. has, you know, probably 16 children. There's mm-hmm. all this stuff going on. So it's been like years since they've been friends, probably. Okay. Where we start our story. I think the beginning of the cinematic triumph is that Samantha has nobody knows, but Samantha everybody is getting a phone call or like Samantha's been trying to get in contact with everybody.
Yeah,
and you know Carrie's flip phone, her fucking pink crystalled flip phone. Yeah, gets a call from Samantha, and you see her decline it. You know, you hear Miranda, she's running around the house or she's like in her Laurel office and there's like the assistant's like, I have a Samantha online one. And she's like, tell her I'll call her later. There's a lot of this dodging Samantha.
Mm-hmm.
And then days later, we find out that she had come out of remission. Her cancer was back and she's died. Samantha is dead.
So those were like her final yes. phone calls that she was literally making to her long like lost girlfriend,
trying to like reconcile and like apologize for everything before she passed into the other realm.
Okay,
and
amazing.
she doesn't get to. So we get a really fashion forward moment at the funeral.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of really fabulous black ensembles
yes.
coming down the aisle at the church. Samantha wouldn't have a funeral at a church. What am I talking about? Mm-hmm. But she's having a big, and then there's a lot big reunion. You know, we see Richard.
Yeah.
We see Smith, of course.
Yeah. We get like all the guys that Samantha yeah. stuck. It's like, oh my God, I would love
an entire, like, for the whole fan. Section that's just for her, yeah. like, sexual conquests.
One side of the church, I'm thinking like she has her funeral in like the old Studio 54.
100%.
Yeah. Or like 100%. Limelight, but something, they clear it out and they make it like actually
so
cool.
Fabulous. Like this is an expensive funeral.
Yeah. And one side is like, if you fucked Samantha, yeah. and then the other side is just like friends.
If you loved Samantha.
Yeah. yeah.
If you loved her. It's very different.
Smith sits like yeah, in the middle. Yeah.
He's like standing
he's,
like,
on
in
a
the
throne.
Aisle.
Yeah.
I imagine Smith to be one of the guys like carrying her coffin. You know what I mean? Like Smith yeah. really cared. Smith cared. He was
loved
like
her.
There. Oh my God. So there's a lot of tears. Quite sad, actually. Mm-hmm. And the girls are kind of catching up at the wake or whatever, being like, yeah, it's been a long time, like, you know, and they're all kind of gabbing over how their guilt that Samantha had tried to reach out to them and they didn't hear. They didn't get back to her and they feel bad about that. And so then some kind of like, you know, normal looking, not Hollywood looking guy comes over and is like, hey, are you guys this? Are you, you know, Carrie Bradshaw, are you whatever? And he goes through and asks all, and they're like, yes. And he's like, I'm Samantha Jones's lawyer. I need to see you guys as early as you can next week. I want to go over something from her will and testament that I want to, you know, explore with you guys. Love. And they're all kind of like, sure. Like, I want to get this out of the way now. I want to know what this is. First thing Monday morning, be there.
Yeah.
They arrive to the lawyer's office to find that he has like a DVD or a flash drive, whatever. It's 2035 at this point. Flash drive that it has like that they all like rush home to somebody's house. They put it in and they're like, we have to watch this. And it's a video of Samantha looking like fabulous beat face, like full makeup, but like fully bald with her headscarf, like also looking like she's about to die of cancer. But she can never be like, but actually
like all
haggard.
Cheekbones
100%,
and
like gaunt, but like working it, you know? And she is basically like, she makes this video to the girls being like, the biggest regret in my life, like I'm on my deathbed, the biggest regret in my life is that I lost the best friends I ever had.
Wow.
And I tried to reach to you, reach you before it was my time to go, and that's okay, we all have our lives, like I don't want you to feel bad, but what I do want for you is to reconcile. And so she has like a list of things that she wants the girls to do to like bring their friendships back together, because in her death, her like loss, her dying wish is that the girls like can reconnect and stay together and like become friends again.
Okay. I love this.
Yes.
So we have to like find the reason, like why I feel like we dig deep and find the reasons why everyone
100%
like there's going to be some airing 100%. Of grievances.
100%. There's definitely, I feel like there was something with, I feel like Charlotte is very like an uptight, you know, intense queen, woke Charlotte. So I feel like there has to be something with Charlotte. I feel like someone offended her so greatly that she was like, you've besmirched my name.
Yeah.
I'm out of here.
And I think Charlotte, I like what you said about her having like tons of kids.
So many.
Like, I feel like she has six
she's just
kids.
A baby maker.
Yeah.
Totally.
She's just like popping them out.
Factory.
And maybe Charlotte's like pregnant in
at
this
time.
Movie.
Yeah. She's like 55 and pregnant. Like,
yeah.
Who does? Like Janet Jackson and her. That's it. 100%.
She's just taking advantage of her newfound fertility.
I hope so.
So she has lots of kids and like lots of dogs.
Yeah.
You know, she's into those like King Charles.
Yeah. Gross. Totally. Yeah.
And so, and her
they all
house,
have little matching sweaters and like bows in their hair.
Yeah.
She's like super Upper East Side lady.
Yeah. And like her and Harry like expanded their huge like apartment.
Maybe, you
they
know,
might have moved actually to Connecticut.
Oh, very. Actually, that's probably a huge factor in their kind of fading away. But what if Charlotte, when they were moving to Connecticut, wanted to give up working at the gallery, and the girls gave her a really hard time about it because they were like, your career is important and like this is what like makes you and like and she's kind of like, let me be a housewife, and they were like, we want more for you, and she was like, you don't know my life, and then she moved to Connecticut, and that was like, then they just like lost touch. Because
I love that, because it's also like echoes what happened in the show already. They're like, we've been through this once before.
Yes.
And she's like, no, I literally have six kids, like
I'm busy.
Can't work.
Yes, 100%.
And they're like, okay, I love that.
They're like working women, and she's like, I want to be a mom, that's not like bad. And they're like, we think it is. Miranda's like, well, I'm you know, a partner at a law firm and have, you know, my children, and I'm did it. And she's like, yeah, but we're different, like let me live my life.
Yeah, I'm doing this.
Yes.
And like I'm going to Connecticut. And she's like, Carrie, you don't even work, like you barely work, you write one book every like
no,
3 years,
like half an article a week, and you can afford Manolos. So
a paragraph,
your secret.
Okay. And maybe also Charlotte wanted them to like throw her like a big baby shower for her like sixth kid, and they were like, no, you've had five, like who cares?
100%. Maybe Charlotte's life has just gotten so kind of like grand and like kind of like a caricature of itself, and they're kind of like, Charlotte, you're a real person, like why aren't you acting real, like you shit your pants in Mexico. Like, that's the Charlotte we love.
And she's like, I know what you're talking about.
And she's like, got too much Botox in her face now. And she's like, really going crazy. And they're like, no, like, you're a real person. We love this person. You can't let that go. And she's like, You don't know my life.
Yeah. So Charlotte's living in Connecticut with six kids, like tons of dogs, 100%. Maybe a horse, too much Botox.
I love horses for her.
Yeah.
Like the Yolanda Hadid farm, mm-hmm. like in Connecticut.
Exactly.
In Pennsylvania, yeah.
Her kids are like riding, mm-hmm. like Lily is like competing.
100%.
Yeah, because Lily would be like a teenager now.
Definitely.
Okay, and then Harry's just like working all the time to like support them all.
Yeah. He probably has like
they
an
never
apartment,
see
like,
him.
Like a one-bedroom apartment in the city that's so sad.
Yeah.
Like not decorated and heartless, and he's just like living there half the time to like mm-hmm. maintain this lifestyle that his wife has become accustomed to.
Yeah, and she and Harry are very like disconnected because her life has become all about the kids,
because
the house,
also,
and the animals.
Like, Harry fell in love with Charlotte because she was real also. So,
yeah.
Like, they also, like, her losing her friendship has also like really affected her like home life as well, because she's sort of turned into somebody that nobody that loves her recognizes.
Mm-hmm.
But like Harry has to work to support them, so like what's he gonna do?
Yeah, you know? He has to do it, otherwise all the girls, they don't eat and the dogs die.
Yeah, that would be so sad.
So Charlotte's off in Connecticut. Miranda, what's Miranda up to?
You know, I think Miranda, I don't know, because I feel like if they're like judging, they're being judging McJudgersons with Charlotte, and mm-hmm. that's what pushes her away. Like, I feel like Miranda and Carrie had, I feel like, my favorite relationship in the show.
Yeah.
Because I feel like Miranda's sort of like the most, I don't know if I want to say down to earth, but she's really like, she kind of tells it like it is. And I think Carrie really needs that in a person, because that's so not sort of what her life, she literally lives in a fantasy world.
Yeah,
so like
they
had
like an honest friendship with each other where they like kept each other grounded.
Yeah. So I feel like it's really hard for me. There has to be a reason. Like the Steve thing was so heartbreaking mm-hmm. when they were fighting because of that. In the first movie, that was like really challenging to watch. So I don't know what makes Carrie and Miranda not be friends. I can't even pick. It makes me too sad.
I feel like it's like all of them have maybe become caricatures of themselves, or like all of them have lost touch with like the real them.
Yeah,
like Miranda's now the boss of her firm, and she is like the head honcho of everything.
Maybe she's like a really neglectful mother. She's gone the opposite direction to Charlotte, which is also what really pushed them apart, because Charlotte was like, you're not taking care of your kids, and Miranda was like, you're not working,
mm-hmm.
and so they couldn't see eye to eye.
No, and she's like, Magda's raising your son.
Yeah, literally Magda's,
and she's like, what's wrong with that?
Yeah, totally. And I feel like Miranda has sort of like probably got her shit together the most out of everybody, because I feel like Carrie would be very easy to like sort of like get off into fairyland or whatever, and like I feel like Miranda has it together, but that's like almost her problem, is that she doesn't know how to loosen up. She can't just be cool or like have a drink with her friends anymore. Everything is work, work, work. She's determined to like make the biggest female run firm in New York State. She has these like huge dreams for herself, her aspirations for her career. And everything just got lost because of that.
Totally. I feel like her and Steve too, like they consciously uncoupled, but Miranda's like, they're really in touch like all the time.
Yeah,
and Steve just kind of feels like another assistant to her.
Yeah.
And he's
being treated as
problem.
One, which is why they consciously uncoupled.
Yeah. But they
I feel
still
like he cares so much.
He cares so much,
but
and he wants her to be successful, but he's like, I can't be in this relationship.
He's like, if this
anymore.
Is what you want, okay. And like Brady's basically like almost grown up now. So like, if this is what you want and you don't really want to be involved in his life, like that's sad, but like, do you? I also think that Steve has like a hot young girlfriend.
Yeah. So Brady went to live with Steve when Miranda and
100%.
Steve consciously uncoupled. And Steve, Magda got shared between them.
Okay, yeah.
But Brady was mostly like, fuck you, mom. Like, I'm living with dad. And then Steve got like a hot girlfriend.
Yeah.
Maybe like a model.
Yeah. And like 100%.
Something really triggering.
Steve is like it. Steve is handsome AF.
Yeah.
He owns a bar.
Mm-hmm.
He is like he's the guy.
Like, daddy.
Steve is the guy.
Yeah.
And he's the best kid ever. Like, you know, good dads really do it for ladies sometimes, you know, and like some beautiful. So also like really successful and smart too. Like that would be really triggering for Miranda, that she's not just some like piece of ass. She's like very like, but like 2019 successful, like an Instagram star, but
like
she's
he's like dating like a Carly Kloss or someone
100%.
With like Carly's cookies and like all
God,
her thing,
her
like
coding.
A model, yeah,
100%.
Carly's coat, and they 100%. Just like are really vibing.
Totally, Totally. I love this.
Love this.
Okay. Love the breakdown of our favorite, our beloved characters. Yes. Love destroying their lives.
Destroying them to build yes, them back up again. Exactly. So Miranda is just like retreated into like total ice queen mode.
Yeah.
And like is ignoring like her feelings about this whole thing, which is yeah. that she's sad, but she's just like gonna yeah. focus on being a boss.
Yeah. And I think she has like a really fabulous like other female, like also boss bitch partner at the law firm who mm-hmm. is like 10 times icier than she is, which has influenced her ice queen a lot. Like it's brought it out in her because yeah. this other woman is really successful. Let's call her, like, shall we say, Janet.
Okay, Janet.
Janet will totally speak to your manager. Like she mm-hmm. is very very an intense person, and she's like, she Miranda saw her, and like when Janet approached Miranda about like starting a like female run law firm, mm-hmm. she was like, oh, I want to be like Janet, but Janet's like sad and lonely and like doesn't have a family and or a social life.
Yeah.
So like Miranda didn't realize what she was sacrificing.
So now she and Janet have like
this bad, it's like really great, it's cool, great, but it's like,
but it's soul
so
sucking.
Sad. Yeah. Yeah. It's really sad,
and the heart is not there.
I don't think Miranda knows either. I think she's just like, I'm awesome, I'm kicking ass.
Yeah, she doesn't really, I'm killing it.
I think she must have moments where she realizes what she's lost along the way.
Yeah.
Being like, I can't believe I've missed all of this.
True. Okay, and then Carrie is like, I imagine Carrie has become like so materialistic mm-hmm. and like has in the turn of like just 2017 to 2018 to 2019, that's become a turnoff for her fan base.
Yeah.
They're like, all you care about are clothes and mm-hmm. shoes. You're like Instagramming, you're like wealth all the time.
She's and totally like, Instagram famous.
She's become like Instagram famous, but also highly unrelatable.
Yes, 100%.
In a not cute way.
100%. And I think also like, for me at least, like when, you know, the Charlotte, the infamous Charlotte, like, no, in the first movie, like that's sort of how, I don't know why, but I feel like in future Sex and the City, like Big is like sketchy about some stuff mm-hmm. and he's just like, their lives have become sort of sketchy.
Yeah.
Like they just do stuff sometimes where you're like, who even are you?
Mm-hmm.
And like, her friends, but like years ago, were like, Big is being sketchy. And she's like, what are you talking about? No, it's fine. And she just like excuses a lot of his like weird behavior. Yeah. Like he'll like look at a young girl for too long or like whatever it is where they're kind of like, he's kind of like gotten a little grosser as he's gotten older. Cause he's all he's doing is like paying for Carrie's like shoes. And she like doesn't really, it's like the love isn't really alive in the relationship anymore. Yeah.
And she's really just like fine with it.
Yeah. She literally couldn't care less. And yeah. I would love along the way on this journey, mm-hmm. I would love for like them to not only realize that they need each other, but like how important their like significant others are, especially in their lives.
Yeah.
Cause I think
they have to rediscover love.
Yeah. 100%.
Who they are. And they're rediscovering the loves 100%. In their life.
100%.
Okay, and so Carrie's, I feel like she's also written a book recently that like flopped.
Tanked.
Yeah.
Tanked.
And everyone's like making yeah. fun of it, and it's just yeah. like, she's kind of like
she like
a
did
joke.
The View, and they like brought it up how bad it did, and she's mm-hmm. like really uncomfortable, like, what? She yeah. like, doesn't know how to handle it. She like can't make fun of herself. She's like takes herself way
she's
too seriously.
She's no sense of humor, yes. and now people are like posting old photos of her outfits and like roasting her yeah. on the internet.
100%.
And she's just like, if I can't trust fashion in my own fashion sense, like what can I trust?
Nothing.
Yeah. And so she's like depressed.
Yeah.
But also like dealing with it by just like shopping her ass off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And getting more icky. But then you would also think that her and Charlotte would have a lot to relate to, I guess, if she's just shopping all day.
Yeah, but Charlotte's in like Connecticut, family like mode. Dealing in
it's
family
like, it's
mode.
So
Charlotte's
family.
Like going to like the Connecticut mall or whatever.
Yeah, totally.
I don't even know what's there, but I'm sure that there's some Air sort Castle. Of shopping.
Sure.
Yeah.
100%.
And like Carrie's like trying to go to Barney's uh-huh. like 24/7.
100%. Cool, cool, cool.
So I feel like the first part of this movie is like just establishing where all of the girls are at.
Yeah.
Like bringing you into like the city, it's like glittery and mm-hmm. fabulous, but then you see like a montage of maybe, okay, why did Carrie and Samantha have a falling out?
Well, Angel, apparently because Samantha's brother died and Carrie never said anything. No. I think that, you know, I also think that there's some level of like, you know, people just your lives go in different directions. And if somebody isn't the person who's going like, this is really important to me that we stay together and close, like all four of them could have just drifted apart too.
Okay, yeah, totally.
Because that's a huge part of, like, at least even in, like, anybody's human experience, as you get older and, like, your life gets more complicated, like, the people who really don't, who aren't there making an effort to stay in your life, like, can kind of fade out of it. Mm-hmm. And I think that definitely has a lot to do with all of their, I don't think there needs to be a fight between every single one of them individually that then makes them not. I think it's like circumstances as well as kind of like differing personalities and like choices each other have made that have sort of separated them.
Yeah.
In the sort of like really tragic, but like not really intentional way.
Mm-hmm.
Like even Samantha like moved back to LA to finish work because she like, you know, she's a publicist and like LA is booming and she's like, New York is my favorite place in the world. She still has an apartment in New York, but like mm-hmm. she moves back to LA and she just like, you know,
she moved back to LA and then like she was coming back to New York for some sort of event and then like asked Carrie to get together and Carrie blew her off. 100%. And then it just like turned into a huge fight.
Yeah. Where it's like, I can't believe that I'm not a priority in your life. But that's mm-hmm. also so Carrie right now. Carrie doesn't have priorities except for shoes. And okay. Like,
I think the movie starts with like, with that scene where mm-hmm. it's like Carrie and Samantha are making plans to get together. Yeah. And then you see Samantha at the restaurant and like Carrie calls her and she's like, oh, I'm not like feeling so well. Like, Carrie can I just see you? Yeah.
Carrie
like, just like
even call text. For like an, yeah, literally text like, not feeling too good, like XOXO, catch up soon.
Yeah.
And Samantha's like, I fucking flew from LA mm-hmm. to have dinner with you specifically. I came here to literally see you.
Stayed an extra night.
Yes.
And this is how you treat me. So Samantha shows up at Carrie and Big's apartment.
That. It's like,
and she's like, we need to talk. Yeah. And then tries to like dress Carrie down, but then Big like weirdly takes Carrie's back and she's just like, grossed out by the whole thing.
I feel like they've become like a weird icky power couple where like they kind of feed into each other's bad behavior.
Yeah.
And so like when Carrie does something sketchy, instead of being like, babe, like don't do that, he's like, no, I totally get it. Like that's what I would do too. And everybody else in the real world is like, what do you mean?
Yeah. They're just backing up each other's 100%,
bullshit. 100%.
So Samantha like calls them out on that. And then Big's like, I think you should go.
And it's so clear to Samantha, like how fucked they mm-hmm. are. You know, it's like, she's like, oh, I didn't realize that you're not even the person that I used to be friends with anymore.
Yeah.
Like this is so, I don't even have the energy to like, to try and fix this for you because you're so far gone.
Mm-hmm.
So she's like, I'm going back to LA.
So she like storms out. Yeah. She goes back to LA. And then I think you see like, that's like, you know, 5 years ago. And yeah. then you just see time passing yeah. and like Carrie getting more into shopping and like yeah. writing her tank book. Yeah. And then like
horrible book
that everyone hates and like five people bought. Yeah. And then like Miranda leaving her firm to like start this other one, consciously mm-hmm. uncoupling, and then like Charlotte moving out to Connecticut.
Yeah.
And like then you reach present day and they're just like living separate lives.
Yeah. And like I would love to see like a Carrie is like in her old apartment like writing her new tanking book and mm-hmm. she like picks up a photo. They're like the photo of them on the rooftop
yeah.
in the summer where
yeah,
like
the
Samantha's
hot dogs
yeah, 100%.
And, like,
and she like looks at the picture and it's like in a frame still and she like takes the frame and like puts it in a box. She like literally puts the photo, like the iconic photo away because she like doesn't even want to look at her old life.
Yeah. What is her book about that tanks? It has to be like totally
probably
psychotic.
About sex and the city. No, it's probably about like vaginal rejuvenation or something, like really goopy, like
yeah.
super like Gwyneth Paltrow level.
Carrie got like, she is writing about how she like has no friends, but that's fine because she like has a man and like has her clothes and then is writing yeah. about how her clothes are her new friends and yeah. like she got a new vagina yeah. and everyone's like, what are you talking about?
Happening?
So you
it's
have
like,
no friends.
Just, again, her bad behavior being reinforced by being like, no, this is cool. Like, let me tell everybody about this. Everyone's like, you're maybe the worst, actually.
Yeah. She's like, my year with clothes and it's just like her yes. being friendless except for her man and then
and
just like wearing
closet.
A ton of different clothes 100%. And everyone's like, we hate this
sucks
and you've lost it.
Yeah, totally.
And because yeah, like her column and everything was always about her friends
just
and now she
consumerism.
Has nothing yeah she yeah. has nothing to write about so yeah. she's like,
my new friends are my Balenciaga like boots and my like Armani closet.
Yeah. Yeah. And she's like, Meanwhile, on the Upper East Side, my boots were having a day of their own. And everyone's like, what are you talking about?
She's like really lost it. Like, yeah. Actually a little mentally unstable. Like,
and I love that the publisher, they published it anyways.
Yeah.
Because they were like, whatever, someone will buy it. And then they were like, no.
Yeah. Nobody bought it.
Nobody bought
18 copies. Yeah. Like not even triple digits. 18.
Carrying her clothes.
Yeah.
And she's not even like having sex with Big
anymore.
Her boots
anymore. is one of the sales. It's yeah. by her Balenciaga boots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Carrie's like, okay, so she's written her like shitty book.
Yeah.
And
do you think that's like a come to Jesus moment for her being like, has her book just tanked at
the funeral? Yeah, I think she's waiting, like, before the funeral. Like, she's waiting by the phone to get a call from her publisher. And then instead of the publisher, like, Big's like, have you gotten the numbers yet, baby? Like, what's going on? And she's like, I don't know, I'm waiting. And then you see that it's, like, Samantha calling.
Yeah.
And then she's just like, ugh. And then, like, hangs up, like, doesn't answer.
Yeah.
Then the next call is the publisher to say, she's like, what position am I on the bestseller list this time? And like the publisher's like, you're not.
Yeah.
Like you're in the bargain bins. Like you're not on placement on shelves at Barnes and Noble. Like
it's not going to the airport.
We're in deep. Yeah. I don't know if you'll ever get another deal again. And Carrie just is like, hangs up. And then you see her tell Big like the news and he's like, that's bullshit. Like everyone's so stupid. Yeah. No one gets you. Like you're an artist. And
instead of like being real about it, just like totally being like, no, like you're right. You're still right. Like the book was great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then maybe you see like Miranda reading about Carrie's like book. There's like all these articles are coming out like making fun of it. And you see her like kind of scrolling through and being like, ooh.
Yeah. There's that like the one like the Onion article that's like bestseller Carrie Bradshaw writes best book of all time.
Yeah. You know,
like,
exactly.
Yeah.
And so then Miranda's like, woof. And then
tough times.
She gets a call and then her assistant is like, there's a Samantha Jones on the line. And she's like, take a message.
Yeah.
Then it cuts
to all of this is happening around when like all the girls are like seeing Carrie's downfall.
Yeah, they're seeing it. And then like Charlotte, how does she see
Charlotte's watching daytime television.
Oh yeah, she's watching
at home
like
with
the
white wine spritzer.
Yeah,
watching The View, and she sees Carrie on The View, like tanking on The View. And it's like so uncomfortable. And she literally like changes the channel. Like Carrie is talking and she's like, I can't watch this. And she changes it.
Mm-hmm. And then like one of her kids like starts screaming. So she has to go like change their diaper or something. And she just misses the call.
Yeah. I would love for her to miss it. Cause I feel like Charlotte is the only person who would probably, she has nothing else to do.
Yeah.
So she would probably pick up the
phone. She like wants to connect with her friends. I feel like, but like they just don't want to connect with her.
Yeah.
Cause it's like all kids all the time.
Like, you know, Ezekiel is like in the other room, like screaming. And she has to run and like take care.
They had to give one of the children like a really Jewish name.
Jewish name. Yeah, totally.
So Charlotte just like misses it. Yep. And then a couple days later, they get the news that Samantha Jones has passed away.
I would love for Smith to be the person who tells them.
Yeah.
Like he's like, he knows that they should know. You know, he gets that how important they were to her.
Maybe they see him posting about it like on Instagram or something.
Oh my God, they don't even find out like from somebody because they weren't even close anymore.
They weren't close anymore. So like Carrie follows Smith on Instagram. And like, it's one of those things
he, like,
where
he doesn't follow her back.
He doesn't follow her 100%. Back. No,
he follows like 4,000 people. But
yeah,
Carrie's
but not Carrie.
Not one of them.
No, his loyalty is to Samantha Jones.
100%.
And I feel like it's one of those things where like Samantha became like so iconic in her old age that tons of people are like posting about it on Instagram, like old photos
like a
of
Grace
her.
Harrington sort of like a
totally
real, like an Anna Wintour.
Yeah, just like
which is, like by the way, exactly what Carrie wants. It's like all Carrie wants, but Samantha was like authentic and just like being fabulous and not being gross. And
yeah,
so she's like, why am I not like that in her death?
So they
Carrie
see
gets, like jealous that in Samantha's death. She like is so
more
far
popular.
Gone. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like what makes her annoyed.
Totally. And she sees like a scrolling through the feed and she's like, why are all these pictures up? And then she realizes
like RIP.
Yeah. And then does she even
call,
post a photo?
She should call. Like she, that should be what she goes,
she's
like,
shaken.
Oh my God. I have to call like Miranda.
Yeah.
She calls her real for her true friend, her honest friend, Miranda. And Miranda has just seen also,
yeah, like,
on Instagram also, because Miranda totally has like a Finsta. Mm-hmm. So that like her like a serious law.
It's called
stuff.
Like Randy.
Yeah.
100%. Randy Red or something. Red
like,
Randy.
And it's like super kind of like homoerotic and yeah. like very masked. Yeah. Like totally. And she like, but Carrie calls the office.
Mm-hmm.
And
she doesn't ever sell anymore. Yeah. Miranda sells constantly changing.
Yeah. So Miranda like, actually takes Carrie's call because she's missed Samantha's call before, and now yeah. she sees Samantha's dead. She's reeling, and then she hears that Carrie's on the phone,
and they're just like, can you believe it?
It's the first time they've talked in years.
Yeah. I think they also call Charlotte.
Yeah, they conference
and they do
in.
Like a conference her in with like a three screen. Wow. And then they all are just like, Charlotte's like weeping, like yeah. uncontrollably sobbing.
Yeah.
And they're like, you didn't even like Samantha that much.
Yeah.
And she's
or,
like,
you know what? I would love for Charlotte to find out because one of her children was looking at Instagram and be like, mommy, is this a photo of you?
Yeah.
And it's like a photo of the like of the four of them from some event.
Lily.
Yeah. Lily mm-hmm. is literally like, mom, like you're in this picture. And she's like, what is this? And it's like, rest in peace, Samantha Jones.
Yeah. And so then they're all on the phone. Like Charlotte's like sobbing. Carrie's just like shocked and annoyed.
Yeah.
And Miranda
jealous of her death fame.
Yeah. And Miranda is like shaken but staying strong.
But still like stoic.
Yeah. And she's like the first one that has to like get off the phone.
She's like, also the first one to like speak. All of them are kind of sitting in silence. And she's mm-hmm. like, anyway, like, I don't have to, I can't deal with this right now. Like, I have to talk to you guys later.
Yeah. She's like, I have a 10 a.m. Yeah. Like, can we all get lunch or what? And then you see them kind of trying to like schedule a lunch. Like, maybe still. Miranda hops off and like her assistant hops on. She's like, okay, I'll pencil you in. And then we see that like none of their schedules are gelling.
Yeah.
And then they're just like, we'll see each other at the funeral.
Yeah.
And so then we cut to the funeral.
Gorgeous.
And it's expensive. Like,
I wanted
beautiful...
like the wedding of Crazy Rich Asians. Mm-hmm. Like, that's Samantha's funeral.
Yeah. There know? Are fireworks.
100%.
Her funeral happens at night.
Oh, totally. It's yeah. a party. It mm-hmm. is like a full on.
There's a red carpet.
Yep.
There's like all sorts of like celebrities are there. This is a great opportunity for like tons of celebrity cameos.
Love a cameo.
We see like who Smith is dating now. Yep. He's dating some like celeb.
Definitely like who? What's Adam Levine's wife's name?
Bahati.
Bahati. Totally yeah. like totally with a Victoria's Secret model.
Steve is at the funeral because like his new girlfriend Carly is Kloss. Like friends with Smith's
I think he should
girlfriend.
Be dating actually Carly Kloss. I think yeah, he should really be Carly Kloss. I think
and she's like so tall yeah. and Steve's like yeah. smaller, but they are just like photographed.
Oh my God. And they just love each other.
They just love each other. Oh he's gosh. Like, she's a genius.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Totally.
So he's there with Carly.
Yeah, she's a genius. I can't, what do I say?
Miranda yeah. is irritated at that.
Oh my God. So irritated.
She sees him and like rolls her eyes and like sits as far away as possible.
Yeah. But she also has like literally nothing to be. He's like, so nice to her.
Yeah.
He's like,
he has no ill will. He's like so kind.
He's like, are you okay?
Yeah.
And she's like, fuck you for being nice.
Miranda can't handle it. Remember yeah. when he was like dating Jessica?
Yes.
And she was just so mad. It's like, it's a never ending yeah. saga.
Same.
So she's mad and like sits in the corner. Charlotte shows up with like her six kids, which is annoying to everyone because Samantha had a no child policy.
And they're also like Wylan. They're all like yeah. there's like Lily and then all the other children are between the age of like 2 and 7. Like mm-hmm. it's like mathematically impossible how she had the children
yeah.
in succession. Like
there's just a brood.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they're all out of control. They're screaming.
They're being they're loud. They're hitting
scene.
Each other. Yeah.
Oh my God. They are just like Harry's nowhere to be found. Harry had to work.
He had
Harry
to work.
Couldn't, he couldn't take work off. He's literally has no. a million people to support.
Yeah.
And so Charlotte's like on her own with like the hot nanny
mm-hmm.
with the big boobs.
Yeah. Oh yeah. She still has her. 100%. For sure. And these kids are like out of control.
Yeah.
And then Carrie shows up late because of course she does.
So
and so not
you
only
see her, like you see her running like out of a cab.
She runs out of a cab and in, but the doors kind of slam
yeah,
and it like
everybody turns around
and everyone turns around to look and she's wearing like an insane outfit, like some sort of Alexander
huge,
McQueen
100%.
Like, huge
with a 50-foot train.
Yeah.
Like yeah.
And she's like, oh, sorry.
Yeah.
But she's like excited to
yeah.
have the
like
attention.
A cigarette hanging out of her mouth like yeah. in a church. Yeah.
And so then she like waves at Miranda and like sits next to her.
Yeah.
And then the funeral goes on. It's like total party time.
Yeah.
there's lots of speeches and like a reception afterwards.
Yeah. And we're at the reception is where we see them all sort of like, I would love for her to not sit next to Maria, for her to have to like find a seat at the back.
Okay.
And then at the reception, she finds the girls and it's like, you see them like hug and have a moment. They haven't seen each other. And they're like, this is so weird that this is like the terms that we are coming together on.
Yeah. And maybe Carrie's like, this is a little over the top, huh? Yeah. And like,
in her fucking Alexander McQueen, like 50-foot train dress. She's like, this funeral, a little overdose, do you think?
And Miranda's like, God, I can't believe Steve's here with his new girlfriend. And then Charlotte's like, what? Like, she can't pay attention because the kids are like running around. And so they connect very briefly. And that's when the lawyer comes over and he's like, can you ladies please be in the office, like in my office at 9 a.m.? Like, it's important. And they all, even though they would rather be anywhere else, they agree.
Yeah.
It's the best thing. Like, for Samantha, they can do this, like, one thing.
Literally, they can make this. She couldn't make it to dinner. She couldn't even call her to say she couldn't make it
to dinner. Couldn't pick up the phone, but, like, fine, we'll go to, like, the reading of your will.
Sure.
Because we might get something.
Yeah. Maybe she's left us her money. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they're all like, Charlotte has to bounce because like the kids have officially like pissed off. Like Simon Doonan is there 100%. And one of the kids like threw up on his pants. Yeah. And so they're like,
Simon Cowell is also there.
Yeah.
And he's like, these children have to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%. And so, and maybe like Samantha's like lawyer person is like, you know, there were not supposed to be children here. Yeah. So like, if you could have
you've disobeyed like, Samantha's like explicit.
Yeah. This is like an 18 and older. Cause I think there's like some porn element. 100%. Like, Samantha wanted to play like her sex tape, like on that she made with Smith, like have it on the wall
as she's like being carried out in her like really. Is it an open casket? No, because she's bald.
She's bald. I think like maybe I was having like an idea that maybe she gets cremated like in her casket, but like a public
cremation.
Yeah, but something fabulous where it's like fiery, magnificent, really? With like tons of fireworks.
Cool.
I mean, they'll figure it out to make it sound like less garish than that.
In a firework.
They put her in a huge cannon. Oh, her casket
across the Hudson.
Across Manhattan, and it explodes into the most beautiful firework you've ever seen. Like, think Crazy Rich Asians, but like even more, but just one firework. Yeah.
Yeah.
And as her sex tape penis is being projected
the
onto the
shape
wall.
Of it when it explodes is the shape like a phallic shape.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's why like no kids can be there 100%. Is because like this whole thing is happening. Charlotte. So Charlotte's getting hustled out, and then we get this like beautiful like
penis firework.
Death explosion penis firework sparkling over the Hudson.
Yes. Wow.
So then
like what I want my funeral to be like too.
That's amazing. Take we just notes. Created the best funeral of all yes, time.
At Studio 54 too. Studio 54.
Get a huge cannon.
Yes.
All the rage in 2020. So Monday morning rolls around and all the girls gather at the lawyer's office. Charlotte finally got childcare, so she's like on her own, except she is pregnant and like complaining about it a lot. Sure. And the lawyer gives them, does he just show them like the...
Does he show them the video in the office or is he like they think they're going to have this whole big ordeal and he's like, here, and he hands them like a USB and they're like, this is
he
it.
Trolls them.
Yeah, totally. I think that also maybe his office is like right by Miranda's office.
Mm-hmm.
So she's like, my office is three blocks down. Like, let's
come
go.
Come to mine come and we'll to, just yeah. like do it.
So we get to see like Miranda's office, like fabulous, you know, all female run offices. Yeah. And we go into a conference room with them.
Mm-hmm. With a huge flat screen.
Yeah, she throws it up onto the big, she has like a clapper that like sends the lights down.
Yeah.
The blinds down.
And she gets like an assistant to come and like do all the tech stuff because like she doesn't know how, like can't be bothered, and she kind of
like
screams at the assistant, and you see like, whoa, Miranda's like too intense.
Yeah, she's like so crazy.
Yeah.
And like Carrie says like something ironic like about it, like a joke under her breath, and like nobody thinks it's funny. It's like really they have like no ability to like laugh at each other or be cool with each other. It's like really icy between them.
And Charlotte's like, it's so hot in here. It's so hot in here. And they're like, no, it's not. You're fucking pregnant. Like, just shut up.
Get over it.
So they watch this. They watch the USB. Finally, the assistant.
Her Kate Moss in the 90s.
Yeah.
Like, headscarf.
It's all like clavicle 100%. And shoulder blades.
And like a fur robe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And she says, like, ladies, this, if you're watching this, this is it.
Yeah.
Like, I tried my best to get in touch with you. I understand why you guys didn't answer. Yeah. Life happens, or it doesn't.
Yeah. Just gotta get one more zinger in
there. Yeah. Samantha's just like fab.
Yeah.
And she, so she wants them to go on, she has like her list or her final wishes, or
I think it's that her final, like, I think she has a list of things that she wants them to accomplish, which I don't think she necessarily says in the video, like, my final wish is for you to be friends again. I think it's like, that's the point of what all her list is.
Yeah.
And like, along the way, they figure that out. They're like, she's there, like, come to a moment where they're like, all she ever wanted was for us to reconnect. And like, we had to go do these crazy things to like realize mm-hmm. that this was important to us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe her list is too, like, she's like, I know how I've been like following all your lives really closely. And like, since I'm a PR genius, yes. I'm going to help you like get
back on track. Yeah.
So she's like, care, but only if you do what I say.
Yeah.
Will this happen for you? So she's like, Carrie, you need to go.
Horrible book. Forget your horrible book.
Forget it.
Yeah.
It's over. What's done is done.
And also, she's the first person to like say to Carrie's face, like, it was bad. Mm-hmm. And Carrie's like, oh, and the girls are like, oh.
She's like, your book was a real stinker.
Yeah. Honey, I don't know what to tell you about it. There's no other way around it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so in order for like Carrie to get like back on track, she's like, you need to have like a charity event, like clothing where you sell, where like it's like Carrie's closet, where you sell.
We get another montage.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
And you have to sell like 75% of your wardrobe off.
Because she has literally like
too much.
The 25% that's left is still 100% more than most people have.
Yeah.
Like her wardrobe, she like Big had to buy like the apartment above their apartment literally exclusively for her clothes.
For her closet.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like an entire apartment that is dedicated to her stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And plus like a storage unit just for like the vintage.
Yeah, 100%.
So Samantha's
like kept at 62 degrees, mm-hmm. like to keep her clothes, like old Chanel, like crisp.
Samantha's making Carrie do like a total Marie Kondo of 100%. All her stuff.
If it doesn't bring you joy.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
And okay, so that's Carrie's whole thing. And like there, if she does that, she's like, if you do this, like it will get attention and like you can like rehab your image.
Also, the girls have to help each other. She was like, this, all of these like tasks have to be completed, like as the three of you as a group, like mm-hmm. have to do these together.
Yeah. And because that's just like how it is.
Yeah. Carrie's never going to let go of 75% of her stuff if she doesn't have somebody telling her, like
forcing her to do it.
And maybe
and Big, she's like, we all know Big won't make her do anything.
And maybe like with the box, there was like, you know, the papers that said like, keep, throw or like yes or no, and then maybe they're like those papers are like in a box with a USB drive. Like there's like props for each of their tasks.
Folders.
that are like kind of throwbacks to moments from the show or from the movies that they've like moments they've had together that were really joyful.
I love
like
that.
Each moment that each girl has is a callback to one of those moments, and Samantha's like put a prop for each of them in to really like stir up that like nostalgia and really get a tearjerker moment.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, I love this. Like they gave her, the lawyer gave them like a dossier.
Yes, 100%.
Okay, so that's Carrie's mm-hmm. mission. Miranda's mission is what?
What's Miranda? Oh, Miranda has to do something that's going to melt her cold, cold heart. Like, they have to, like, she doesn't, like, volunteer. She doesn't do, like, charitable work. She, mm-hmm. like, has her assistants go, so she doesn't have to, like, talk to the poor people. Like, she's sort of, like, very holier than thou about, like, being a good person, but is mm-hmm. actually not really, like, walking the walk. So maybe like Miranda has to do something that kind of like, you know, she has to adopt a dog or something that's like going to make her like cold, cold heart melt. You know what I mean? Like there has to be something that is thawing to Miranda. Or maybe it's like take a fucking vacation and like
get I out like of a travel mode. Moment.
We really need to travel. Definitely need a travel moment. For the three of them.
Okay. So
we need
for
a bar
Miranda,
on Emirates.
Yeah.
Moment. Yeah.
So Miranda's is like, you have to travel to, is it like she
maybe I have a crazy idea.
Yes.
What if Steve has moved with Carly to London because she's shooting or something or whatever, and she's like, that's like where her home base is now, and he's like living there with her, and Samantha's like, go get the love of your life, like go get him and see him, like it's crazy. Steve like has been the person, the only person in the world who's ever gonna love you for you, you crazy bitch,
and the only person that's ever made you soften up,
so like go get your mans.
Without him you're an ice queen.
And maybe like, so maybe,
and she's like, and honey, it's not cute.
100% And she's like, you need to go see him. I don't, doesn't matter what happens, but you need to face to face see him and confront what happened. And yeah, I think so. We have a travel moment.
Okay, I love that.
Is it in London or is it like more fabulous? Paris?
Because Paris would be good. Yeah, like, Paris Fashion Week. Oh, yeah, maybe it's like, it could be like London and Paris and Milan for like all the fashion weeks. Because Steve is traveling with Carly like around to all the fashion weeks.
Wow. So like,
and that'll be extra torturous for Carrie because she gets rid of her clothes and then she has to go like watch all this fashion.
Consumer, and it's like a consumerism at its finest. She has to go like be see it.
Yeah.
And like not sit in the front row because she's like not, because her book tanked.
Yeah.
So she like can't get a front row seat.
No, she's not invited to any of the shows. No. She's just like there having to help a friend and be selfless.
Yes.
And like
teachable moment.
Yeah.
100%.
Okay. I love that.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one of a kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you found the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Okay, so where's Charlotte going? What's Charlotte's moment?
Charlotte's moment is...
to finally get childcare covered.
Yeah, to get like... her childcare covered, and like
the big thing in the second movie, right, is that she was feeling really bad about like how out of control her home life was, right, and she feels bad like leaving them.
She was like harboring resentment against her kids because they were like making her crazy, but then she was also really stressed out about the nanny
skirt, right?
Yeah, that they really slapped the paint on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And then she was also insecure about the nanny being too hot and that Harry was going to cheat on her.
That's right. So maybe Charlotte needs to, because she's become so about her family, she needs to like similarly with the resentment, but instead it's like now it's gone the opposite way. Like your identity is so wrapped up in your children. Maybe like her kids, maybe Harry is like going to take the kids and she like has to face the fact that like she has nothing left of herself, you know? And like they have to kind of, there's some sort of... maybe she can shit her pants again. I would love one of the
she'll have to have some sort of like body comedy happen.
I don't know what is her like, what gets her to
maybe Charlotte needs to find some purpose in life other than just having kids.
Or maybe there's like a huge art show if they're in London. Maybe there's some huge art show in, you know, another fabulous city that they have to jet off to afterwards that Samantha is like, you're going to go like help put together this art, or like
okay, maybe
be a judge on an art panel or something. Because Samantha's like the most connected person in the world.
Maybe
right?
Samantha was like, I was trying to buy this painting by a famous artist, and I was in the middle of like negotiating for it, and then obviously like I'm dead now, so I haven't gotten it, but I need, like, I want to have it for my estate, so like you need to go get this painting me.
Okay,
like
I
told them about you, they know your history, like track him down and make him sell you
it's
this
like a
painting.
Really, it's like a really aloof, like painter, mm-hmm. like Banksy, somebody of akin who was like kind of anonymous and like is very like political and is very like, fuck the man. Like, I don't sell my art.
Yeah.
And Samantha's like, do the impossible. Like, go hunt down this artist and get this art for me.
Maybe it's literally Banksy.
Maybe it's actually Banksy. And we finally find out
it's who Patrick Banksy Dempsey. Is. Yes.
Yeah. I really want somebody it to be like,
okay, yeah.
It's Pete Davidson. Mm-hmm. Yeah. 100%.
We're fully like going to unveil Banksy in the Sex and the City 3 movie.
Cool.
Okay. So
it's Lily.
It's Lily, though.
I would really like that. Yeah. I would really like
It's like a shifting identity that gets passed on like to person to person and it's finally it's been like passed on to Lily. Yeah. So first things first, like in order to fund this trip, they're going to have to sell off a bunch of Carrie's clothes. Samantha's like, twist, you thought I was going to give this to you?
Yeah.
No.
This is going to be paid
You're
for.
You're smart, strong women.
3/4 of Carrie's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they have to have like Carrie's big like garage estate sale. Sure. Yeah.
Garage full, like literally like on the streets of New York, like $25, anybody?
Yeah. So they like the way Samantha has like calculated it is it has to be 75% to like afford all the travel. Sure. So
she's like taking an inventory of Carrie's closet and like knows.
Carrie's like, how does she know?
Sure.
She just knows. She's Samantha. She knows everything.
From the grave.
Yeah. So all the girls, now we get like a montage of Carrie's stuff and we see them like entering her apartment for the first time and being like, wow, like you're really into like stuff, aren't you? Because it's just like stuff everywhere.
It's like gaudy. It's like not chic at all. Like she's lost her like touch of like, this is actually like I'm wearing something ridiculous, but pulling it off.
Yeah.
Like she's now just like wearing something ridiculous and not pulling it off like all the time. That's like her entire life is just like not pulling it off.
Mm-hmm. And even Charlotte's like, ooh, like she's uncomfortable because you know she has like good taste 100%. And she's just like very offended by all of it.
Totally.
Maybe there's like a whole like nude sculpture of Love Carrie that. And Big like it's fucking just, like, really in their apartment. Yeah. Gross. And Charlotte's just like putting like this a blanket over it.
Yeah, 100%.
So they start going through all of her stuff and we have like the montage of like,
but it's like it's not as fun. Like you want it to be fun, but it's like for the first time they're kind of starting to loosen up and like laugh. Mm-hmm. And maybe like maybe Charlotte has a fun moment where she's like raids Carrie's fridge and is like, we need alcohol if we're doing this. And you're like, Charlotte. And she's like, I'm a housewife. All I do is drink. And like,
even though she's pregnant.
Yeah.
And then Charlotte's like, one like dark moment. She's like, what? One glass of wine won't hurt.
She's like a bottle and a half in. Everybody's like, babe. And they have like a cute, like it gets them a little loosened up. And,
yeah.
Like, that makes them sort of laugh and like have a little bit of fun, even though it's still sort of weird.
Yeah. And we see like 5 hours go by and realize that like Carrie's like giveaway pile is like two things.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay, we're going to have to get like cutthroat. Miranda's like, it's time. Like, I didn't want to do this, but now I'm like sharpening the claws and we are like getting rid of your stuff. Mm-hmm. And then she's just like, this is hideous. This is hideous. This is hideous. Yeah. And she's just like roasting all of Carrie's clothes.
I love that. And Charlotte's like, amen. Like, you're getting into it. And everybody's like, Charlotte, stop it.
Yeah.
You're supposed to be meek.
And so then we get like a whole scene of like Miranda and Charlotte making fun of Carrie's fashion.
That. Yeah.
And like telling her what she can like still have that's actually like chic. Yeah. And then everything else is like,
we see the dress from the original again. Mm-hmm. They're like, keep it always. Keep
yeah. It. I mean, that of, like, gets nice a pass.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then like some really like amazing fashion pieces that are like avant-garde, but still like make sense for Carrie. Yeah. And then some things that are just like
horrible,
out of control.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like she bought Lady Gaga's like meat dress after it had been like cured.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like just like stinky, like in a like bag. And it's just like marinating and disgusting. And they're like, why do you need this?
And she's like, well, you never know.
Yeah.
Totally. Yeah. So finally they're like making some headway and like Charlotte helped, like she loves an event. So she helps like arrange the sale and like you see like Carrie's closet, like getting some traction on social media.
Totally.
And like they have to film Carrie like a bunch of times, like being like, come to Carrie's closet because she doesn't want to do it. So it's like takes a long time for Carrie to like act excited about this charitable moment.
Totally.
But then they finally like get the shot And like we see the sale happen. Love and that. Like tons of like young girls are coming through and like buying all the clothes.
Yeah. Okay.
And they like collect all the money that they need. Mm-hmm. And then
Carrie's like devastated, but also is like starting to be like, it's just stuff.
Yeah.
Like they have to keep reminding her like it's just stuff. Mm-hmm. Like it doesn't matter. And she's sort of like, okay, like breathing through it.
Like, she's like shaking. Yeah. Yeah. And like so Miranda has like kind of that tender moment where she's like, it's just stuff.
Yeah.
And then Carrie kind of like loosens up.
Yeah.
And then they like count the money afterwards. They're like
it's
in like the apartment.
$1 million. Yeah. It's like so much money.
They have like tons of cash.
So much money.
Yeah.
More than enough to fly them like first class all yeah. around the world like multiple times.
Yeah.
Which is what we're going to do.
So Miranda has her assistant like make all the arrangements yep. for travel.
Yep.
And it's like, in 2 days, like we're off
yeah.
on the net. Like Fashion Week is coming up. Like yeah. New York Fashion Week just ended. We're off to London.
Yeah.
Like it's time to go like meet face to face with Steve. I yeah. don't know, but we just like have to do it.
Yeah.
So they like Miranda and Charlotte leave. And I think we see Carrie like collapse and she's like really sad in yeah. her closet. She's like sat, cries it out for like everything yeah. that's happened.
Totally.
Like Samantha died. This is her like real moment cathartic. Where it's like, my friend has died. I'm so much older than I used to be. My relate, like, where is my husband? I don't yeah. even know where he is.
I haven't seen him in a week and a half.
Yeah. Sure. And it actually feels good to have friends again.
Yeah.
Because maybe even one of the girls at the sale, like one of the women or men that's like buying stuff from Carrie's closet is like, oh my God, like, are these your friends? Like, I thought you didn't have friends, or make some reference yes. to like her clothes.
Not having
being
friends.
Her friends. Yeah.
Yes, totally. Cause that was really, it's really a dark point in her. Her clothes being her friends is really funny to me. That's really like, good. Yeah, it's really horrible. Yeah. And I think also like, the moment I love the moments in Sex and the City where they'd have like four girls, like young, like it girls, like walking mm-hmm. down the street together, and like the four Sex and the City girls would kind of like see them and be like, oh, like that was us when we moved to the city. So like maybe a gaggle of girls, like four girls, it's like at the sale, and they're all like making each other laugh and like talking about a guy, and Carrie's kind of watching them being like, oh, I remember like what this was like. Like
yeah.
I forgot how much I missed this. And like she's like, you guys seem really close, and they're like, we're best friends, we're gonna be best friends forever. And she's like, yeah, nothing lasts forever, sweetie.
Just wait.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, I love it. So then a couple days later they all like meet at the airport mm-hmm. and they're like off to Heathrow.
Yeah.
And they land in London mm-hmm. and obviously, like, check into, like, a really chic hotel.
Oh, my God, the chicest. Like, they have a full suite, like, totally decked out. And, like, Samantha has some kind of, like, to-do with, like, there's, like, a note, like, from Samantha Jones. Like, I would love, like, little Easter eggs that Samantha's, yeah. like, planted, like, for their journey
mm-hmm.
that, like, they get there. And it's, like, they get it's a note from Samantha, and it's, like, handwritten by her, like, before she died, which is, like, so eerie and weird.
Yeah.
And it's, like, two tickets to the fashion show that night, or three tickets to the fashion show that night, being, like, go get him. Mm-hmm. This is your moment.
I love it.
Yeah.
So Miranda and so all three of the ladies, like they go to the fashion show, but they have to like sit in the back or yeah. whatever, because Carrie is like a pariah yeah. at this point still. Like the UK, she might be like a little bit better in the US after Carrie's closet, but the UK hasn't accepted her yet.
Oh, no.
So they like squeeze into the back and they're kind of like elbowing their way through yeah. the room.
And Carrie's wearing like jeans. She's like has nothing to wear.
Yeah.
She's like so horrified.
Mm-hmm. But yeah. she kind of looks chic. Like she looks like an Olsen twin. Maybe.
She's like, yeah. And it's like really working for her. And like maybe she's being like paparazzied a lot and people are like, you look amazing. And she's like, I look stupid. And everybody's like, no, like this
it's
is
really
the real
working.
You. Yeah. It's really great. And she's kind of like, oh, like who knew?
Cool.
Yeah.
And so that's when she kind of is like getting attention. She gets like street style
yeah,
photographed.
Totally street style, like Olsen photographed.
Yeah.
100%.
So during the show, is like Steve at the fashion show?
I don't think that he's there because it's like her work thing. And he's mm-hmm. like, this is not like, but they have to watch Kali in the show.
Yeah.
And maybe like, maybe it's like the show and potty
mm-hmm.
and like they go to the show, like hoping that Steve will be there, but he's yeah. not there, but he is at the potty.
Okay. So, like, so there's like an like, after party.
They have to like see her do her thing. And Miranda's like, ouch, my heart.
Mm-hmm.
I would love though for like Maybe Steve isn't even at the potty, and they're like, I thought they approach Kali. They like really go for it, and they're like, "Hi, I'm looking for is Steve here?" And Kali's kind of like, "No, why would he be?" And they're like, "Whoa."
Yeah.
And she's like, "No, he's at our apartment. Like I didn't want him to be here." And they kind of get a whiff that they're like sort of on the rocks. There's
trouble in paradise.
Yeah, trouble in Carly Claus paradise.
Maybe she says he hates these things. Like, I'm always dragging him. Yeah. He just like hates this stuff. Because
he's just like a dad. He's just like so down to earth.
He wants to hang. He doesn't want to wear a suit.
Jet-setting lifestyle is like sort of, it's like fun for a little bit until he's like, "I just want to hang out with you like on the couch." And she's like, "I'm 27. Like, yeah. I have a life." And
the height of my career.
Like, yeah. And he's sort of like, I don't know if I'm like young enough for this anymore. I don't know if I like have it in me to like do all of this with you. All I want is to just have like our quiet life together. And mm-hmm. Carly's sort of like, "That's not going to work for me."
Yeah. So she makes a comment that's like, "He's on the couch, like in his boxers, of course." And then Carrie's like, "I know how that feels." Like a harken back to Sex and the City too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then
been there.
They find out like where the apartment is.
Yeah.
And they all just like hightail it into a taxi.
But also, I feel like Kali knows Miranda because like uncoupled. So mm-hmm. I feel like they have a very like they're like sort of friends, and she's sort of like, "Miranda, what are you doing here?" And she's like, "I'm looking for Steve. It's urgent. I need to talk to him." And like while they've been sort of been co-parenting Brady over the years, I feel like Carly and Steve have been like at it. I feel like they've been together for a second, which is what makes Miranda the most mad.
Yeah,
because he's not just dating some girl who like he's will like be
seriously
gone.
It's like, committed.
Yes,
like they're not married, but they've just been together forever. They might as well be.
Yeah, it's like really a serious relationship. It's like has really been working for them for a long time. So like she knows Miranda, and she's like, "What are you doing here?" And she's like, "I need to see Steve. It's urgent." And she's like, "Is Brady okay?" And she's like, yeah. Just like, "I need to talk to Steve." She's like, "He's at the apartment. Here are my keys."
Yeah.
Like, "I'm mad at him. I don't even want to talk to him. Like, by all means, go ahead." Because also Carly like thinks Miranda is like this ice queen and knows that Steve has like no interest.
Yeah. In, like, so she's like not threatened. She's not like, yeah, totally. And not suspecting of anything.
Carly Claus also. Yeah. Like, I really think she's not threatened. So she's like, "Whatever. Get out of here.
Yeah.
Take my keys." If you need to talk to him that bad.
Yeah.
He's like, "I'm at this fabulous party and like, I'm young and want to live my life.
And I'm not going anywhere tonight."
Yeah. An old man.
So they go to the apartment to like speak with Steve.
It's gorgeous.
Too. It's beautiful. It's
the prettiest apartment.
Yeah. It's lifestyle porn extraordinaire.
100%. Architecture Digest did a feature on it last month.
Mm-hmm. Totally. And it's just like Carly's crash pad. Yeah. When it's she's like in not even, UK. It's
like casual
mm-hmm.
15 mil little like,
yeah,
whatever.
Just like to round out her real estate portfolio.
She Airbnbs it when she's not there.
Yeah. And so Steve is just like asleep on the couch with like a hand in his boxers, and just like passed on out. His
chest. Yeah. Totally.
And
he's just a guy. He's just a Brooklyn guy that's been dragged around the world by his gorgeous girlfriend. And he's like not equipped for it.
Mm-hmm.
Totally.
So Miranda goes in, and then like, does she wake him up, or is he like, I feel like he's like, "What are you doing here? Like, is it Brady? Is something happening to Brady?"
Yeah.
And then she's like, "No."
Yeah. And she's like, "No, I came to like," and then she kind of realizes, she's like, "I don't really know what I'm doing here."
Yeah.
And they sort of get into like, maybe they get into like a little bit of a tiff
mm-hmm.
where he's like, what's going on? And she's like, "I guess I just like came to see you to sort of like reconcile." And he's like, "Reconcile what? You've been a bitch.
Yeah.
Like, you've been so mean to me. And like, I have literally done nothing but love you my whole life." And it sort of really like solidifies for Miranda how good of a man Steve has always been and how much he's always been there for her.
Mm-hmm.
And it sort of like twists the knife a little bit of like, "Oh, this is my cross to bear. Like, I did this."
Yeah.
Because I think there should be like a mirror holding up to each of the girls' moment.
Totally.
Like, she needs to have a moment of like, she's like, "I don't even really know why I'm here." And he's like, "I don't either. Like, you're mean." And she's like, "Ouch, my heart." Like, wow.
Yeah. He's like, "You would come here to try and like, when you don't even know, to just like make waves in my relationship and like just fuck with
me."
And
he's extra mad because him and Carly have been fighting all day.
Yeah.
So like he's already irked to have his like ex-wife show up and just like for no reason. He's like, "Literally, what's happening with the women in my life? Like,
yeah.
I just want a normal girl, please.
I just want to go back to Brooklyn and like watch sports at 100%. The bar and like hang out."
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's so they like, kind of like, she like leaves this evening, I feel like, unsatisfied.
Mm-hmm.
And they sort of have to like try again.
Yeah.
Like there has to be like a second back.
Thankfully, Milan Fashion Week is right around the corner.
Coming up fast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think we get like, there's some more like fashion events in yeah. London. So we get to see like the girls.
And also Charlotte has to meet. On her Banksy excursion.
Yeah. She needs like, to meet Banksy.
Chasing Banksy.
Yeah.
And so like, he's supposed to be like rumored to make an appearance at like another fashion show. Mm-hmm. And there's like all this kind of like, she's like chasing all this like hearsay about where he's supposed to be. And, I also think that Miranda's really discouraged and is like, forget it. Like, that was it. I did what she asked me to. Like, it didn't work.
Yeah.
And the girls really show up for her and they're like, no. Like, we're going to try again. We're going to go to Milan.
Yeah. There's something there. Like, yeah. we don't know what it is, but yeah. like, there, it, this isn't over yet.
And like, Charlotte gets a tip that like, Banksy's for sure going to be in Milan.
Yeah.
So she's like, okay.
She's like, there's an auction, like some yeah, sort yeah, of yeah. auction happening where he's going to unveil, like one of his pieces is for sale. Like,
yeah.
he's probably going to be there because he's always like showing up undercover at these things.
It's the piece that Samantha wanted.
Yeah.
It's like, has gone up for auction and it's like a 12-hour notice. And if you can't be there in 12 hours, like you can't bid.
Mm-hmm.
Like, super intense. And they're like, we're jetting on a plane right now to go do this.
Yeah.
Coincidentally, Steve left for Milan 12 hours ago with Carly.
Mm-hmm.
So like, perfect.
Maybe they have to all go to Milan like at a second's notice.
Yeah.
And Carly offers them a ride on the PJ with her and Steve.
Mm.
So we get like a nice little awkward moment with like Steve and Miranda, like post fight or whatever, like being
also
kind
Carly
of short
and
with
Steve
each other.
Yeah. Fight,
mm-hmm.
Which also is kind of like, because they still haven't figured it out because fundamentally they want different things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so all the girls are like on this private jet. And
Charlotte's like, wine anyone?
Yeah. Charlotte's like dreaming about
like
wine.
8 months pregnant.
Yeah. She's yeah. They're like, you're not even supposed to be flying. She's like, it's fine. And like the running joke is that she just is like, it's fine about everything. Cause the sixth kid, you're just like, yeah. whatever. And so they land in Milan. Everyone kind of like goes their separate ways. Like they all get like their own hotel rooms.
But I would love like a sleuthy Charlotte. Like we need a like a girls team up
mm-hmm.
to go find Banksy like at the auction. Like I would love like a kind of comedy of errors, like
yeah.
slapstick, but like someone's walking around the corner and Carrie's like chasing them in her Milanos and she mm-hmm. like she like, you know, tackles somebody. I would love like a real cat and mouse moment with Banksy.
Love
with
that.
All the girls.
Okay, yeah. So they go like, so they show up to the auction mm-hmm. and it's like, we don't, Charlotte's like, we don't know what he looks like, but like just look for someone that looks like sketchy kind
yeah,
of
totally.
Or like weird.
Yeah.
And she's like, I'll post up here. Like
yeah.
Carrie, you go on this side of the room. Miranda, you go on that yeah. side of the room. And just like, if some guy like walks out of here, looks weird, just like you have to chase him. Like
yeah.
I can't, I'm pregnant,
yeah.
but like I'll be keeping watch over here.
Yeah.
And they're like, break. And
or
so
maybe they had like, maybe like in Paris, there was a moment where they like went to something that Banksy was supposed to be doing. And like Charlotte saw somebody like drop something on the curb and he was wearing like, or he had like a tattoo on his hand.
Mm-hmm.
And she like spotted it and she was sort of like, that was weird. And it turned out that like it was Banksy who dropped this thing off and nobody had seen it except for Charlotte. And she's like, there is this defining feature that I noticed.
Yes. Okay.
Like nobody else has this like insider tip.
We're looking like, for the tattoo hand.
Yes.
Got
like,
it.
It's this, like, it's like a really specific, like, Maori, like, island tattoo on his hand. I've seen it before. We're going to find him now
yeah.
because of this.
Yes.
Okay.
And so, like, the piece of art goes up for auction and, like, people are bidding on it and Charlotte's trying to bid on it. And I think, like, maybe Charlotte wins the bidding.
Yeah.
Like, that's her kind of thing. She's like, you
she
guys look for the tat.
It's like the
yeah,
whole thing.
I need to bid on this
yeah.
thing. And when she, like, wins, things get tense, but then she ends up winning. Remember the last Banksy piece that shredded?
Shredded itself.
Okay, this is like that.
But
it
like,
shreds.
Bursts into flame.
Yeah.
Totally.
And Charlotte's just, like, screaming, and there's a lot of, like,
going on. And
hubbub.
And so somebody, like, and then, like, Carrie out of the corner of her eye sees some guy with the tattoo on his hand, like,
yeah.
sort of inching out of the back of the room.
Mm-hmm.
Like, while all of the chaos is happening.
Yeah.
And she's sort of, like, Miranda, like, come on. And Charlotte's like totally in the like hullabaloo of the painting on fire.
Yeah. Like, she's like trying to take pictures of it with her phone. Yeah. And like, she's like, like just like stressed. Yeah. Meanwhile, Carrie and Miranda are like chasing Banksy. Yep.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like full like through Jennifer Garner alias.
Yeah.
Like,
of Milan.
100%. And he kind of like, it's like, who are these like kooky old like spinster ladies who were like chasing me down the streets? But they're like, this was Samantha's dying wish. And I would also love for like there to be a moment where everybody like it's like all the commotion has sort of died down and the painting is just like sizzling. And you see Charlotte like kind of sitting in front of it, sort of like a single tear. Like, this is all Samantha wanted. Like,
yeah.
Really trying to like having her moment of like, I let down my friend and like, this is the last thing that I wanted to do. Like, I just wanted to, do this for her cause she asked me to, and like, I couldn't, and I didn't make that happen. And like, that's really sad for her.
Yeah.
But then we like cut through the girls.
And that's
fully
Charlotte's
chasing.
Like real moment. Yeah.
Yeah. Real moment.
Where she's like, I've cared too much about myself. Like maybe if I had like just tried a little harder.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Her guilt about like not being a good enough friend to Samantha is like really shining through.
Totally.
Yeah.
So Carrie finally like tackles Banksy.
Yes.
Does she unveil him?
I hope so, and I really need it to be like a really expensive cameo.
Yeah.
Like I want like, or like I want like Bob Saget. You know, it's either like, it's either George Clooney or like a really like B-list actor.
Does Carrie like unveil him then
it's Burger. Yeah. Totally.
It's Petrovsky.
Yeah. Oh my God. It really could be.
Yeah.
It's totally Petrovsky. And he's like, Carrie? And she's like,
what are you doing here?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
I love a Petrovsky moment.
Oh my God. Yeah. And so then she because Miranda was like around the corner or something, and Carrie tackled him. And then, like,
I retract my statement about it being a Maori tattoo. If it's Petrovsky, that is so off-brand for him. He can't have a Maori hand
tattoo.
What is
a Maori tattoo?
Like the New Zealand, like, you know, the tribal. Yes. Okay. The rock is. Yes. Totally.
Cool. Well, maybe he had it just to throw people off the scent.
Totally.
Classic Banksy.
Classic Petrovsky and Banksy.
As Banksy.
Totally.
So, okay. So Carrie realizes she's like... And he's like, Carrie, what are you doing here? And he's
like... And Miranda's like, do you have him? And she's like, not responding.
Yeah.
And she like...
And then she's just like, he's like, let me go. And then she's just like, okay. And then like, lets him escape.
Yeah.
So Miranda's like, fuck. Like, why didn't you just like hold him down?
So we were in London for Fashion Week, right? And now we're in Milan.
So
now I think because Petrovsky lives in Paris...
They have to go to Paris.
We finish in Paris for Paris Fashion Week. Although I'm pretty sure it goes London, Paris, Milan, but it's okay.
That's okay.
For the sake of our
story. I think actually it does go Paris at the end.
Is Paris... I felt like Milan is the last one.
I think it's Paris.
I'll take your word for
either
it.
Either way.
In this movie, timeline,
this
it's Paris.
How it goes.
Paris finishes.
So they... Yeah. So then they're like pissed that... Banksy
got away.
He destroyed the painting.
Oh my God. Everything has gone wrong. It's a comedy of errors.
Yeah.
Like, literally couldn't. And Carrie doesn't have any clothes. She's so mad.
Carrie's wearing the same outfit like over and over.
Which has never happened in her life ever.
No.
She's never outfit repeated.
But actually, it's like working because that's what the Olsen twins do. They just like wear one piece of clothing until they're sick of it and then like move on. So like Carrie's actually chicer than she's ever been.
Yes. It's like a whole new her. And she's like really. It's actually like really affirming her too. Like people keep like, cause I think Carrie needs a lot of outside validation. So the fact that she's getting it when she's not trying to is like affirming her from the inside out. You know,
someone photographed her like running and it looks really good.
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
It's like featured in a magazine. It's like an iPhone picture and it's like printed in Vogue. And she's like, wow, I am so chic.
Yeah.
Like why have I been
it's all happening
wearing
for her.
Insane stuff my whole life.
Here I've been trying so hard.
You know what look I love is Carrie with her brown hair in her jeans in like the fall in New York,
or with that huge sweater in Paris when she's wearing that like huge cream sweater,
or when she's in when she's on her stoop and she's in the leather jacket with jeans and the huge scarf.
Oh yeah,
you know what I'm talking about. She just has the leather butt and she has a big bun on her head. Like she actually looks like a real person instead of a caricature of herself. Like that's the Carrie I want in this moment.
Yeah,
she's like big scarf leather jacket Carrie, like sleuth Carrie.
Totally.
Yeah.
And so the girls then, they all like get together and they're like, well, we have to like
debriefing over wine.
This, yeah. See this thing through. Yeah. Charlotte's like, wasted. I need a drink.
Yeah. Charlotte's so drunk.
And Steve has been like nowhere to be found. Yeah. He and Carly are kind of like, they've kind of given up on like that part of the storyline.
Because Miranda's insisting on it. She's like, it's over and done with.
Who cares? Like, I don't want to think about it. Like,
and they maybe in that last night in Milan when they're planning on going to Paris to like follow Petrovsky to like finish this Banksy thing out to like get something of Banksy's for Samantha. It was like all they wanted to do. So they're going to like go confront him and make him like make Samantha something.
Yeah.
Like in her honor.
Carrie's like, I know who it is. Like, I can't tell you guys, but you just have to trust me.
Yeah.
But I know that he will give me a piece of art.
And they're like,
why?
Who are you?
Maybe one of them is like, is it Petrovsky? And she's like, damn it. Yeah. Yes. She's like, how else? Like, who the fuck else would it be?
Literally. And I would love for like all of them to sort of be like, to like sort of push Miranda on the Steve thing and sort of really break her down first. And this is like, Miranda gets like kind of teary at dinner and she's like, I hurt him.
Yeah.
And it's too hard for me to like face that. And I don't want to put myself in another position where I have to like see the pain in his eyes and like what I've done to him. And they're like, that's not a good enough reason to like not go get your man. And like Charlotte's got all the tea. She's like, I heard Carly sing. And like, I talked to Carly and like, she told me that her and Steve are on the rocks. It's not working out. Carly is like this young, beautiful who like has all this stuff ahead of her in her life. And Steve kind of like drags her down. And like, I think Steve's going to go back to New York. Like his last stop on this trip is Paris. And then Carly's going off to like do something else like the Bahamas. And Steve's like going to go back to Brooklyn.
Yeah. Carly has all this like Victoria's Secret stuff coming up.
Like filming it in Beijing and he's like, I literally can't do this, like I'll finish out Paris because I told you I would, but I'm gonna go back to Brooklyn after.
And they're separating after this.
They're like low-key, like Paris is their last like jaunt, and then he's like gonna go home and there he's like done.
Wow.
And so like Charlotte, like Carly told Charlotte this in confidence when they were getting drunk together. And so Charlotte's like repeating this to Miranda being like, you have a shot. And Miranda's like, I don't even know if I want it. And they're like, you're just scared.
Yeah.
And so they like call her out on her bullshit. And they have like a real friend, honest friend moment, like maybe the first actually in the movie where they're not all like weird and at each other's throats.
Yeah. They're like clear you have that no they have love the best in your intentions life.
Yeah. For her. Mm-hmm. Yes.
What you need is to like open up your heart again.
100%.
Because the only way that you're like, you do all these, like your law firm is like doing a good deed, but like the heart of it isn't there because there's no love there.
No. And like, so it's their last night in Milan, and maybe they all like, maybe because it was like such a last minute trip to Milan, I would love for London to have been this incredible place. And then they get to Milan and like, it was a last minute trip and everything in Milan was booked out because it was fashion week. So they had to share like a California king bed, and it was like the three of them.
Yeah.
And they like put Carrie in the middle cause she's tiny, but she's like hot. And she's like trying to get her leg out, but she can't. And it's like a whole like funny, like they have to share a bed and they're three grown women.
I love that. Like a sleepover. Yeah, it's totally. Kind of like when the night before Carrie's wedding, when they were all like hanging out.
So it's like another moment of that where they're kind of like uncomfortable but like laughing in bed together, and it's like fun.
Maybe this is the moment where Charlotte shits her pants again.
Or like,
or she farts like as they're going to sleep. Totally. Like she's just like, oh, I have the worst gas. She's pregnant.
And then she like thinks it's gonna be a fart, but then she actually shits the sheets.
She's like, it happened again.
And they're like, you're disgusting. I love like,
and they all laugh, Charlotte. And they're like, oh, I love
and
you,
she falls
and
asleep in her mess. Totally. She just sleeps in it.
She's like, I give up. It's fine.
She takes his Xanax and just falls asleep.
So they wake up, clean up, and then I feel like they take a train to Paris.
Oh, totally.
Just because, like, why not?
Sure.
Yeah.
I like that.
Because
they caught the PJ to Milan, so, like,
yeah.
I feel like Milan's really far from Paris. It's, like, a really long train.
Well, is it too far? I don't know, actually. This is where my geography skills really apart.
It might be too far to be on a train, but I like the idea of it, so let's just run with it.
Okay, cool.
Let's say it's, like, a cute two-hour train ride.
It's it's really cute. Ride. Well, yeah, maybe it's, like, a few days.
Oh, wow.
And they get, like, a...
They just miss Paris Fashion Week because the train ride took so long.
They get there at the tail end. Yeah. And they're like, left. Oh my God, fuck. Like, I think it's like Carrie was like, I got us a train. It'll be romantic and fast.
Totally.
And then they're like, We're literally on a 16-hour train ride. Like, what the fuck, Carrie? And she's like, sorry, I didn't know.
Totally.
So they're like nearing the end. They're like checking their watches, like the calendar, the days are going by. They're still on this train. And then finally they get to Paris.
Yes.
And they're like running to catch like the last show. Mm-hmm. And it's...
Because that's where Banksy's going to be. How do we have to have like a final tale, like there's a Banksy collaboration.
Yeah, there's a Banksy
with Louis Vuitton.
Yes.
And the show is in Paris, right? Mm-hmm. And Carly's opening the show.
Mm-hmm.
So like all of these things are coming to a head, and it's the only show that Steve is going to.
Yeah.
Because it's this big one, like everything is all coming to fruition.
Mm-hmm.
And
I have an idea.
Yes.
So they all like they're running to get to the show because they have to make it.
Yeah.
And there's no ticket. They don't have tickets to the show.
Yeah, of course not.
So they have to like sneak in like the back.
Sure.
And as they're sneaking in, part of the like show collaboration is it's like models, but also like normal people as the models in this show.
Banksy demanded it.
Yeah. It's like all about just like diversity on the runway.
Oh my god, so they sneak in like as their models.
Yeah. So like, and so they're backstage and then like, people just start to think like, oh, these are part of the models.
100%.
And they just dress them, and it's kind of,
I would love also
things.
For Carrie to like sort of think that she is like young and beautiful enough to get away with like, oh, we'll just pretend like we're the models. And then she goes, they let them in and she's like, see, and then it's like muggle models, like normal people models over here. And then like the beautiful, like the right, like actual models over here. And then like you see her be like, oh
yeah,
I'm not as like hot shit as I thought I was.
And they dress her in like a really like, they obscure, like since it's Banksy her, themed, like, her, like, all bikini. People's faces are like obscured.
Totally.
So like, she doesn't even get like the glory of having her face photographed on the catwalk because she has to wear like a mask or like a bag over
and
her
she's
head.
In like the bikini with the jacket again.
Yeah.
Like sad, like it makes her so mad again. Yeah.
She's triggered on like every level.
Totally.
So the fashion show happens.
They're walking in the fashion show.
They're like lining up.
Should Carrie like tackle Petrovsky from stage?
Yeah, I think
so. Should she like make a scene?
I think it's like Carly opens, like the show's going off without a hitch. Carly gorgeous. Opens. It's like fabulous, fabulous, chic, chic, chic. And then like it's Charlotte's turn to walk and her water breaks.
Of course her water breaks.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
And then,
but it's like art.
Mm-hmm.
So like everybody thinks it's like part of the show.
Yeah. So she like walks crowning. To and from. Yeah. Sure. Yeah, she's like fully having this baby at this point. There's six like, kids just gonna fall out. Yeah. And like, so she walks like back.
No, does Charlotte like lay on the stage and give birth on the stage? That's the most Banksy thing I could possibly think of.
That's so Banksy
to like literally like life imitating art. Like,
Miranda, yeah, like Miranda. Maybe okay. So Charlotte goes. Her water breaks. She goes backstage. Okay. She's like, my water just broke to Miranda. But like the fashion show coordinator person is like, go, go, go. And so Miranda has to like go out.
Yeah.
Miranda slips on Charlotte's water.
Sure.
Whatever the amniotic fluid.
Sure.
And falls.
I didn't need you to give me like the, you could have like, just
I
said
be, I fucked up the geography thing. I need to be correct to about science. So she slips and falls and like breaks her arm. And so she's like laying there and she's like kind of writhing
and Steve,
in pain.
Steve like runs up to help her.
Yeah, Steve.
Steve's like there for her.
Yeah. And she like kind of fights him at first, but then
no,
she
I'm
like,
fine.
Yeah.
But then she's not fine.
Then she like lets him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she like, he like goes to help her. And as he's like helping her up, she just like bursts into tears and like gives him a big like one armed like gimpy hug. And it's like, oh my God, I can't believe how I need you.
She's like, I love you.
And he's sort of like, well, let's talk about it later. You're okay. She's like, they're like both covered in like, you know.
Fluids. Yeah. And so like he's helping her like kind of off the stage. Yeah. And then like Carrie comes out to like distract from all of that because everyone's like, fuck, like what the fuck. But it's actually like kind of a beautiful artsy moment.
Totally.
But then like Carrie comes out and she's just like serving on the runway.
Living, but her face is covered.
Her face is totally covered.
But she still has a slamming body at like 65.
Yeah.
Like, Carrie is going to be hot forever.
She's
always going to have abs.
And so she walks to like the end of the runway where Banksy is sitting and like grabs him and like pulls him up to stage. stage. Oh my God, and she unveils Banksy.
She unmasks him. Maybe it's the first public appearance of Banksy, but he's in like sort of like a marshmallow, like style, like head, you know?
Yeah.
And so she like pulls it off and literally unveils that it's Petrovsky.
Yeah.
And like
the cameras are like going off.
Yeah. And you get like a. And also she keeps her mask on.
She keeps it on. And that's actually.
Anonymity is important to her now.
Yeah.
And like she gets it and she's like, I don't need. This isn't my moment. Like. I'm ruining this person's life so that I can get what I want for my friend.
Yeah.
So I can like take like Samantha's final wish was to have what she like, and I'm going to do this and like, he's going to give it to me. Or should she threaten to unveil his unless he gives it to her, or should she just do it?
I don't know. Cause I was thinking in my head, I was like, if she unveils him, he's definitely then not going to give her the art like, and give me the art.
I don't know if he's like, would be naturally inclined to help her after she like ruins his kind of mystique.
So maybe she like does the whole walk around the runway. And like he, at one point, like with her, in her point in the show, like Banksy has to get up and like walk with that, whatever that model is. So she gets like a chance where she's like, I know who you are. It's me, Carrie. Don't look. And she's like, if you don't give me like a piece of art first, she's like, Samantha's dead. And then he's like, I told you the cancer, like it just happened. And she's like, it came back, like fuck off. Yeah. And also like, you have to give me a piece of art for her.
I love this. I would also love a moment of like a sleuthing moment of this happens. And he's like, yes, it's me, Petrovsky, but you can't tell anybody. And then like Charlotte was like Mean Girl's mom back there with like a phone, like her like literally giving birth, but she's like filming Carrie being like, I have this on tape now. Like we have blackmail. We're going to get you. Like you have to give it to us.
Yeah. And so he agrees in exchange, like
for his anonymity.
Okay. And the show, like the rest of the show, like wraps up.
Yeah.
And then it ends with like Charlotte screaming and giving birth backstage. But it's fully like mic'd.
I think that like she should have Petrovsky and like take when she's like threatening him like side stage or whatever, she's like yeah, I'm here with Charlotte and Miranda, and he's like, where are they? And she's like, Charlotte's actually crowning right now. And he's like, this is art in real life, like send her out. And I think he should like literally push her out onto the stage and she should give birth as the final moment of the Louis Vuitton Banksy collaboration. There's a live childbirth,
a live birth
that happens, and she raises up the baby like Simba. And it's like, that's the
and
end.
There's like and all the strobe lights like going off and like the music, like just like blaring.
And then like she, like the, and then it's all like the lights die.
Black.
And then she like gets wheeled out and like taken to the hospital immediately.
Yeah.
Rushed right to away. Hospital.
Yeah. There's an ambulance waiting.
Yes.
And like everyone is writing about this show. It's like, it changes fashion forever.
Totally.
And it changes art forever.
Totally. And I think,
and everyone is reminded of like what's real is life and love.
Yes. And I think we get like a moment in the hospital where Charlotte's holding her new baby and Miranda's in like the bed adjacent, like with her broken arm.
Mm-hmm.
Steve is with Miranda. Charlotte like has her child and she's like reminded like why she has children, and like Carrie is there sort of like bouncing between the two, and they're all sort of like hanging out and having this really warm, like filled with love and light and like laughter and nice moment that you're like, you kind of have this moment of like, we did, this is what Samantha really wanted. She didn't fucking care about the art. She didn't care about anything else except for like us
being together,
getting together and being together. And it's like this like insane, like Charlotte had a baby on stage, Miranda's arm is broken in like four places.
Yeah,
that fluid will take you down.
She's gonna have to take, the doctors tell her, she's gonna have to take time off work and like really rest and take it easy.
Maybe she broke both arms. She broke arms
both
and legs.
And her legs.
She's literally like a cripple for like,
she broke like a disc in her spine. Ooh. And she's like paralyzed from the waist down, also with a broken arm, but she will recover
temporarily.
It's just gonna take her 6 months.
Yeah,
so she's gonna have to like take it easy.
Yeah,
and hopefully she has someone. They like turn to Steve and they're like, you'll be there for her, right?
I'm so glad that her partner is here to take care. And he's like, I'm not. And she's like, yeah,
She's like, we are. Yeah. And then that's their moment of like, oh, we're going to rebuild because like, I'm literally going to have to learn to walk again.
Also like such a fucking shitty deal for Steve. He literally Steve breaks up with his supermodel girlfriend to take care of his like invalid ex-wife who's so mean
and has to teach her how to walk.
It's like the worst. Steve is like, fuck you, I'm out of here. No, Steve loves her. It's fine.
He loves
he'll
her.
Go with
he's
it.
Like,
he'll go with it. It's fine.
Yeah. He's like, this is like weirdly what he's always wanted.
Yeah. Totally. It's just to care for her.
Yeah.
He just loves her. He wants to take care of her. He wants to be okay.
He just wants her to be vulnerable again.
Totally. And he's like, I will nurse you back to health. And this really, like, her health scares really, like, scare the shit out of people. That will really make you, like,
evaluate things.
Yeah, totally.
So Steve, and does Charlotte have a baby boy?
Yeah, I think so. I think
she names him Sam.
Totally. Oh yeah. Or is it a girl and she names it Sim?
Samantha. Either.
I would love for her to have a baby girl and be like, this is Samantha.
Yeah. Like, okay. This is Samantha, you know what I mean? Junior.
Like, this is like my, although like, I think having a child that was anything like Samantha is probably like her worst nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
Like just a sex crazed maniac.
But who knows? Like she drank so much during that pregnancy.
The baby probably won't make it past fucking two years old anyway. No, I think she's like honoring Samantha's memory.
Yeah.
This is like her, she has a baby girl and she's like, they're like, do you have a name? And she's like, Samantha.
Samantha.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like Charlie's on FaceTime. Or like the creepy Facebook portal, you know, it's like following them around the room on like a robot face.
Mm-hmm.
And is Banksy there? I think Petrovsky's there too.
Petrovsky's there.
Yeah.
He's like, Carrie, you're crazy. I always knew it.
Yeah.
Because they haven't seen each other since Paris.
Since she bailed.
Yeah. So it's been like 15 years.
Yeah.
And now they're finally like coming together again.
Yeah.
And so maybe there's like a spark. Samantha. Yeah. Maybe he's like, why did you leave me for that other tall man?
Yeah. And I would love for like maybe because sort of they're like the relationship of like in finding that love is like the most important thing in their lives. Maybe like Charlie and Big like saw the shenanigans that they were getting up to on the news because it is obviously international news.
Yeah.
And they are like, oh my God, we have to go like help our ladies. So they make like a boys trip, like secret plan to come. And they're like, they rush into the hospital. Charlie's like, my baby girl. Like Charlie's
Harry.
Like, why am I saying Charlie?
I don't know. I was
did you ever watch Californication?
Yeah.
Sorry. It's late in my brain.
Oh my God.
Working.
It's that.
Charlie Runkle is his character in Californication. So I'm just like, Charlie.
Heard, like, Charlie. Yeah.
Charlie?
And I was like, wait,
who the fuck are you talking about? No, Harry. Harry. Sorry.
No,
also Charlie
it.
Runkle. Same
also
actor.
Charlie. Yeah.
So Harry and Big like show up and Petrovsky and her are like having a moment and she's like questioning Big. She's always questioning Big.
Yeah.
And to be perfectly honest with you, I was always an Aiden girl.
I love Aiden. When he makes the comeback, I really love it. When they get back together,
like Aiden was always my favorite because I always felt like he brought out the best parts of Carrie that weren't materialistic and Big was like exclusively those parts. And so like I always felt like Aiden was the one who like grounded her and like really made her like
and so hot.
So hot. Like I'm so into it. I'm so down. The voice of Walgreens now at the corner of Happy and Healthy.
That's so
you know,
true.
Like I am,
he's graduated
yes,
to Walgreens.
He has. Aiden, my husband.
Yeah.
So like I
he used to do Applebee's or something.
I'm certain there was something else.
He's had a very
he
extensive
also had an
voiceover
iconic
career.
Role in a Hilary Duff movie that I love, Raise Your Voice. I don't know if you.
I have not seen that, but I have seen Raising Helen, where he has another
also iconic role. Yeah. I think that like I could go either way. I would love for her and Big to like really be like solidified just to like tie it up in a nice little bow. But also like, I really couldn't give a fuck about Big. So if like she like ends up making out with Petrovsky, I'm cool for with that D too. So
maybe they're having like, they're making eyes at each other right when Big walks in.
Oh yeah.
And it's like kind of an awkward moment, but we realize that there's going to be more to this story.
Sex in the City 4.
And it's just like the cycle just continues.
Oh my God.
Paris
of
again.
More fashion weeks.
Of more fashion weeks and more Paris dilemmas.
I love that we followed Fashion Week. I think that's a really great.
That's really great.
I think so too. So we finish. I feel like we have to finish in New York. I feel like they all have to be back in New York, like having brunch.
Mm-hmm.
And Charlotte, like her, like
Charlotte's new baby is at brunch in the seat where Samantha would have been sitting.
Totally.
And she's like their fourth girlfriend
totally
now. Yeah.
And it's like, and they're actually like reconnecting and having a nice moment and like eating each other's french fries like, and having fun.
Miranda's arms are both broken, so Carrie has to like feed her french fries.
Totally.
And it's a real like friend moment.
Totally.
And they're just like joking and laughing.
Paralyzed Miranda. Like they're at brunch. It's like she literally can't walk. How'd she
Miranda's
get there?
In a wheelchair with both arms and like casts, but she's having fun.
That's what friendship does to you, you
yeah
know?
Just Carrie like pushed her there and
totally
she'll push her away.
You know, and that's what real friendship, that's true love.
Yeah,
I think so. And so we get like a sweeping crane shot like taking us out of brunch with like the four girls back together again.
Yeah, I love that.
And that's Sex and the City 3.
Sex and the City 3. What are we? What are you going to call it? What do we call it? Sex and the City 3.
A Tale of Three Cities.
That's really good. That's perfect.
Sex and the Three Cities. Is that what it is?
I like Sex and the City 3. A Tale. Oh, wait. Sex and the Three.
If it's Sex and the Three Cities, then you could put the big three and cities, like the S in like parentheses, like make it a fun, like it's like city and then like the IES like falls
true,
and like knocks out the Y.
Yeah.
And make it like a big fun font.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I see it. The graphic design.
Totally.
Yeah. Okay.
We could get like, and it's a play because it's the third movie.
Sex and the Three Cities.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a working title.
I love that.
It's a working title. I'll sit on it for a little bit.
God, this was so fun.
Yes. Thanks for having me.
You killed it.
Wow.
This is like, it really all came together. I was like,
to be perfectly honest, I've really been ruminating. I was really stressed. I was like, I have to have a good idea.
You had a great idea. And I was like,
Miranda, so I'm happy.
It was as though I was watching it play out. Like I felt it. Like I was there. I was so in it.
Last question. What are you? Are you a Carrie? Are you a Miranda? Have we talked about this before?
I talked about this a little. I think I'm a Carrie and Samantha rising.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I see that. I see that. I think I wish that I wasn't a Carrie a little bit. You know what I
know.
I mean? There's so much that is not what I want for myself, especially in the picture that we have painted of Carrie. Really not ideal. But I think I feel most... I mean, I think everybody should want to be a Miranda.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm a Miranda with a Carrie rising.
Mm-hmm.
Is sort of how I...
Okay.
Maybe I'm Carrie with Miranda rising, but I also I just the only one who I couldn't feel less connected to is Charlotte.
Yeah, I don't.
I
feel
have a little bit of
Charlotte.
All the other three too.
Yeah, I see that.
Yeah,
I love it.
But Charlotte was an essential part of their friend group. You know, she really held it down, held down the shy kind of like.
She wasn't. She provided like so much comedic relief, like in that show where you have them talking about all this stuff and they bounce it off of Charlotte and like you look forward to her reactions. And
like when her boyfriend wanted to have anal and they all had to get in the cab,
cab.
And they're separate. We're like on her way to his place. They were like picking each other up. Like also speaking of bad geography, the I used to live a block away. It's sort of a full circle moment for me because my first apartment in New York when I moved there was literally half a block from the Carrie Bradshaw apartment.
No.
Because it's at 4th and West 4th and Perry Street.
Yeah.
So
it's
like,
on the Upper West Side or no?
Like air quotes, she lives on the Upper West Side, but that apartment is in the West Village.
Okay.
So where they filmed that apartment is in the
Cute.
West Village,
okay.
Literally like four doors down from my old apartment.
Did
and
you
so
walk by there?
Every day.
Yeah.
Every single day. And they're always like tourists outside. Like people like live there.
They have like, I think I walked by there because they have the like chain.
Yeah, that's like people
get
live here.
Fuck off
you
my
cannot,
stoop.
Yes, totally. You can't be like, you cannot stay here.
Yeah.
But it's funny because like, she's supposed to live on the Upper West Side. So sometimes like when they are talking about like when Samantha tells Carrie that she has cancer in the back of the cab, they're pulling away from Carrie's apartment in an actual, like in a cab, like, and it's a really, I love that they do. I love the reality of New York in that show. Cause it is so like, that's actually like my corner. That's where the Vanguard is. Like it's the whole thing. But then all of a sudden they're like, picking up Samantha on the Upper East Side. They're like going across the park. And I'm like, you're literally like, it's all over the place.
Yeah.
So like actually.
You could never get all those four girls in the cab.
So like they're like.
And make it to like each other up
to like let her have anal. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like they are picking each other up to like have a quick chat. And I'm like, literally it would take you 35 minutes to get to Carrie. Like you're going to be late. Is that, are you, is it worth it? Is
this
friendship worth it?
Maybe getting real about the city. I know.
That should be the tagline. Sex in the Three Cities, getting real about the city.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nailed it. Okay, done. Great.
A geography lesson. Oh, again.
Apparently we need
you
one.
You found another passion
in life.
Taking a train
from Milan to Paris. I'm going to Google that, actually.
Logistics.
I feel stupid. I want to look it up. Now I need to know how long that train ride is.
Thank you so much for coming on this podcast.
Thank you so much.
And blessing me with this movie.
What a dream it's been.
What a dream indeed. And you're going on tour now,
I am.
Right?
Yes. Okay. I'm about to head off for tour. I'm opening for Panic at the Disco, which is so amazing. I'm very psyched. And then I go on like my own headline tour. I'm putting out an album. So I'm going to be...
Oh my God.
This
major.
Is like, I have literally like 2.5 days in LA to like get my life together, and this is how I wanted to spend my evening. This is like the number one thing that I wanted to do.
Truly honored. No, you have no idea.
I'm so happy to be here. Really. So I can't wait to hear. I can't wait till the next one.
Yeah. Well, Sex in the City 4, back to Paris.
Back to the Three Cities.
Coming soon.
Can't wait.
All right.
Stay tuned.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code Program.